KPR presents the story of the most dangerous Kansas abolitionist you probably have never heard of, James Montgomery.
Montgomery was portrayed as a very kind of sinister, villainous sort of character, kind of slightly unhinged.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me and historians Todd Melfeld and David Schaefer on KPR Presents, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock Sunday evening on KPR 1.
You're listening to the Retro Cocktail Hour.
That's organist Adi Zenfenig with Tequila to start another round of the Retro Cocktail Hour. Adi started out playing the accordion, but he switched pretty soon to the Hammond organ and did a string of albums in Germany throughout the 1970s and 80s. Welcome to the Retro Cocktail Hour, where, as you probably know, the music is always served shaken, not stirred. I'm Darryl Brogdon, and we are together at the Underground Martini Bunker, the home of space-age pop and incredibly strange music. In this hour, we'll be bopping with the Mambo, also the new exotic sounds of Mr. Ho's Orchestratica, the Blue Zombies, and Cloud 11. We'll hear Les Baxter's Quiet Village, done by Pucho and his Latin soul brothers. Pucho once said, "Ain't too many cats can get into that funk like we can get into that funk." Plus, there's a new album by Herb Alpert, and we've got the Tony Martinez Mambo Combo with music for a movie about a mummy. Your mommy says to dig the Retro Cocktail Hour on Kansas Public Radio. René Touzé and his orchestra, El Loco Cha-Cha-Cha, here on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Now, if part of that tune sounds familiar, well, there's a good reason. The opening riff in El Loco Cha-Cha-Cha was later borrowed by composer Richard Berry when he wrote, can you guess, Louie Louie. It's been one of the cornerstones of rock and roll. Richard Berry once said the lyrics just kind of fell out of the sky. Coming up, pianist Dolores Ventura, who was originally a classical violinist but had quite a career in the 50s, tickling the ivories on Mood Music Records. Next, though, Les Baxter and his orchestra from what's probably my favorite Les Baxter album, Tambu, from 1955. Supposedly, tambu is the Creole word for drum. This is kind of a 50s equivalent of world music, spanning the globe with influences from Africa, South America, and the Middle East. This is Havana on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR.
goes.
Dolores Ventura at the piano for Guatemala Bird on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Dolores was born in Australia. She began her career in music as a violinist, but she later emphasized the piano and did a bunch of records throughout the 1950s. After that, she returned to her first love and played often with symphony orchestras. Also in that set, Boppin' with the Mambo, 1954. That's a tune by the vocal group The Sultans, comprised of a vocal quintet made up of teenagers from Omaha, Nebraska. They toured with the Johnny Otis Band in the 50s before they changed their name to the Admirals and continued to record for the rest of the decade. This is the Retro Cocktail Hour. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and thanks a lot for hanging with us here at the Underground Martini Bunker. Coming up, Walter Scharf and his orchestra, originally from an album called simply Passion. The Retro Cocktail Hour is heard every week on stations like Raven Radio in Sitka, Alaska, WESM in Salisbury, Maryland, and Four Corners Public Radio. To stream the show on demand, just visit Mixcloud.com or RetroCocktail.org. That's Mr. Ho's Orchestratica from Third River Rangoon and Terra Exotique on the Retro Cocktail Hour. The album's from 2011. Learn more about the band at their website, orchestratica.com. Coming up, the Blue Zombies play Martin Denny, and we'll hear something from Herb Alpert's new album, 50. Right now, it's Pucho and his Latin soul brothers. Henry Pucho Brown was born in Harlem and played the timbales. He was kind of a pivotal figure in the Latin boogaloo movement of the 1960s. Pucho once said, "Latin and jazz groups can do jazz, and they can do the Latin, but they can't do the funk like I can do the funk." So dig the funk on Les Baxter's Quiet Village on the Retro Cocktail Hour, Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's Bungalicious, a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the Retro Cocktail Hour on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org. Ted Heath and his orchestra with Jungle Drums, music from Brit Zotica, London's rarest primitive pop and savage jazz, which came out on Trunk Records in 2015. Before that, on the Retro Cocktail Hour, the Blues Zombies and Martin Denny's Hypnotique. About this band, and in the words of Sergeant Schultz,
I know nothing.
I don't even remember how I came to find this band. Apparently, this was a group that was around briefly in the late 90s or early 2000s. There was a punk rock band called the Blue Zombies, but I don't think that's who this is. So, it's a mystery. Also, Walter Scharf and his orchestra from the album Passion with Conga Flute. Walter did lots of work in the movies, including films like Holiday Inn, The Nutty Professor, and Funny Girl. He was Oscar-nominated 10 times during his career. Up ahead, something new by Cloud 11. But next, it's a brand new album, the first in a while, by the great Herb Alpert. I guess it's kind of an understatement to call Herb Alpert a legend in music. The album is called 50, which celebrates the fact that it's Herb Alpert's 50th studio album, and also the 50th anniversary of his marriage to Lonnie Hall, who was the lead singer with Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66. Here is Baubles, Bangles, and Beads on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR. from 1972. That's Keith Popworth and Latin Lays here on the Retro Cocktail Hour. This is from the album Stroll Through Brazil, which was done for the Sylvester Production Library. Keith Popworth did a lot of work for production libraries over the years. Many of his tunes have turned up in movies, including films like Octopussy and The Waterboy. Still to come, we'll hear from Italian composer Armando Sciascia, who also worked in movies including horror films, spaghetti westerns, and Mondo movies. Next, it's another new one, this time by Rick Gallego and the L.A. power pop band Cloud 11. Apparently, Rick grew up listening to Henry Mancini, Cal Jader, and Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass. So, this new album is kind of a synthesis of those influences and includes a few exotica touches as well. The album is Cloud 11 Goes Latin, which you can find at bandcamp.com. This is Exotica Island on the Retro Cocktail Hour from KPR.
Thank you.
That's music by George Dunning for The World of Susie Wong at the Namcock on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Before that, Pharaoh's Curse, done by the Tony Martinez Mambo Combo, which includes Jack, Mr. Bongo Costanzo, and pianist Eddie Cano. We heard the title tune by Les Baxter for a low-budget horror movie called Pharaoh's Curse, which came out in 1957. Also, Incubo di Bongo, Bongo Nightmare, by Italian composer Armando Sciascia. He was a violinist, composer, conductor, even started his own record label, Vedette Records. Armando worked in all kinds of films with titles like Operation Striptease and The Erotic Rites of Frankenstein. Well, this is the Retro Cocktail Hour. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Thanks for hanging with us here at the Underground Martini Bunker. If you haven't done so already, I hope you'll check out Retro Cocktail Radio, our 24/7 streaming channel, where you can listen to the show all day, every day. You'll find a link at retrococktail.org. From the University of Kansas, KPR's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, or better yet, just tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned for part two coming up. Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon again. If you dig the Retro Cocktail Hour every week, you'll really enjoy Retro Cocktail Radio, our 24-hour streaming channel that plays continuous episodes of the show. No more waiting around for the weekly broadcast, no more searching for the week's on-demand stream. Just go to retrococktail.org and you'll find the link to Retro Cocktail Radio. Again, that's at retrococktail.org.
To the Retro Cocktail Hour.
there's a tune by Nelson Riddle, Giggling Girls, from a movie called What a Way to Go, 1964. Here on the Retro Cocktail Hour, this was a musical and a black comedy about a girl, played by Shirley MacLaine, who marries a series of husbands, played by Robert Mitchum, Dean Martin, Gene Kelly, and Paul Newman, all of whom die tragically and leave her extremely wealthy and convinced she's been cursed. Welcome to the Retro Cocktail Hour, where our only curse is that the music is always served shaken, not stirred. I'm Daryl Brogdon here at the Underground Martini Bunker with Private Eye Jazz by Pete Rugolo, also one of music's great whistlers, Muzzy Marcellino, whose whistle is heard in a lot of movies and records of the 1950s and 60s. We'll visit some ports of pleasure with Les Baxter, along with the exotic sounds of the Waitiki Seven and Martin Denny. Jane Austen once said, "One cannot have too large a party." Let's make this a big one. On the Retro Cocktail Hour, Kansas Public Radio. Something called Accroche-Trois Caroline, which is my lousy French for Hold On Caroline, on the Retro Cocktail Hour. This tune was used for many years as the theme music for the British children's show Vision On. It's by the French composer and conductor Claude Vassori, who under the name Caravelli did a lot of records in the 1960s and 70s. Coming up, Muzzy Marcellino, who started out as a singer and a guitarist but made his name in music as a whistler. Now here's an album entitled Jazz Voices and Video, featuring TV tunes of the early 1960s, done by the Dave Pell Voices. Dave was really a saxophonist and bandleader, but he was also active as a record producer, and he worked for several labels, including Liberty Records, which put out this album in 1963. Here's a song by Steve Allen, This Could Be the Start of Something Big, on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR.
Because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrow, no sighs. This can't be love. I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still. Just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes. Just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. But still I love to look. Look in your eyes.
That's singer Johnny Desmond, who was the vocalist with the Gene Krupa Band and Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Band during the 1940s and went out solo in the 1950s. There he is with John Williams and his orchestra, This Can't Be Love, on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Before that, 4:20 a.m., done by Muzzy Marcellino. He led the house band on Art Linkletter's House Party for many years and was the first call whistler in the Hollywood studios. Muzzy puckered up for movies like The High and the Mighty and TV shows including Lassie, where he whistled the familiar theme. This one comes from his album Birds of a Feather, 1958. Later this hour, we've got some TV crime jazz, plus Sandy Warner, the Exotica Girl, sings. Right now, Squire Mason and his orchestra. I am not 100% sure on this, but I'm fairly certain this is really English composer Trevor Duncan working under a phony name. This is called Rush Hour on the Retro Cocktail Hour from KPR.
Thank you.
Frank Morocco at the accordion with Southern Fried, here for you in the Retro Cocktail Hour. Frank took a beginner class in accordion when he was only 7, and he never looked back. This is from 1960, and Frank's joined here by vibraphonist Victor Feldman, Milt Holland at the drums, and guitarist Al Hendrickson. You've got the Retro Cocktail Hour, where in just a few minutes we'll hear Sandy Warner, whose face appeared on many of Martin Denny's early albums, earning her the nickname the Exotica Girl. So next, it's Richard Maltby and his orchestra. Among other things, he was the music director at CSAC Records, which was a label that provided recordings to radio and TV stations. More than a few of those, coincidentally, feature the Richard Maltby Orchestra. From Maltby on the Go Again, this is Sophisticated Jump on the Retro Cocktail Hour, Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Retro Cocktail Hour.
Can you dig it? I knew that you could.
A production of Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the Retro Cocktail Hour on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting the 5th annual Zoo Lights, beginning Friday, November 22nd, with new light sections, appearances by Santa, and fun for all ages. Tickets available now at topekazoo.org. And the Lead Center, presenting the a cappella group Straight No Chaser in their Top Shelf Tour, Wednesday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. Argentina, that's Cocktail Inn, and the Dragnet theme. It's on the album Exotica, 2013, and on the Retro Cocktail Hour. These guys did a couple of great albums and haven't been heard from in a while, so I'm not sure they're still playing. Hope so. Ahead of that, The Girl with the Long Black Hair, which is Pete Rugolo's theme music for TV's Richard Diamond, Private Detective, with lyrics added by Steve Allen and sung by Sandy Warner. She was known as the Exotica Girl because she appeared on a lot of album covers, most notably Martin Denny's first album, Exotica, in 1957, and several more Denny albums after that. That's how she got to be known as the Exotica Girl. We also heard Pete Rugolo from Richard Diamond, Private Detective, with Ye Olde Curiosity Shop. Hey, thanks so much for digging the tunes. Here at the Underground Martini Bunker, home of the Retro Cocktail Hour. I'm Daryl Brogdon with the exotic sounds of the Waitiki 7 in this half hour, plus Les Baxter again, this time from Ports of Pleasure. The Retro Cocktail Hour is here every week on stations like KMUZ in Salem, Oregon, KJZX, Austin, Texas, and Wyoming Public Radio. If you miss the radio broadcast, stream it on demand over at Mixcloud.com and at RetroCocktail.org. Les Baxter and his orchestra with Danny Welton at the harmonica and Ruby, written by Mitchell Parrish and Heinz Romheld for the movie Ruby Gentry, all about a girl from the wrong side of the tracks, played by Jennifer Jones. Les had a minor hit with this one in 1953. Still to come on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear Jewels from Cartier, an album inspired by precious jewels. Also something new by the Ghost Train Orchestra. So now here's Martin Denny, or at least somebody impersonating Martin Denny. It's hard to know for sure because at one point in the mid-60s, there were a bunch of ghosted albums in which Mr. D does not appear. The story is he was busy touring, but Liberty Records wanted more albums, so they sort of went ahead without him. Whoever's playing here, this is Cal Jader's tune Black Orchid on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR.
Thank you.
Les Baxter and his orchestra from Ports of Pleasure with City of Veils here on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Before that, Her Majesty's Pearl, done by the Waikiki Seven. It's on the album Adventures in Paradise, 2009. Also, Black Pearl of Tahiti, played by the Radio Geneva Orchestra, led by Claude Ivoire. The album is Jewels from Cartier, 1957. This is the Retro Cocktail Hour. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Thank you for listening, and we've about used up our time for this week, but never fear, I'll be around next time with more of the music that's shaken, not stirred. Meantime, you can listen to the show on demand at Mixcloud.com or RetroCocktail.org. Also, Retro Cocktail Hour radio streaming 24 hours a day. You'll find the link at RetroCocktail.org. We'll leave you with a new one by the Ghost Train Orchestra. This is Raymond Scott's At an Arabian House Party on the Retro Cocktail Hour, Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KPRs KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for the Retro Cocktail Hour on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello. Tomorrow, 2 p.m., tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And Topeka's Noto Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico, exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday, traditions, and origins, now till December 14th. Information at explorenoto.org.
Psychedelic therapy is poised to be the next big thing in mental health. But what if you want the healing without having to trip?
A lot of people think of Delix as the company that's taken the fun out of fungi. They're the non-hallucinogenic psychoplastogen company.
The drug, the trip, and the future of psychedelic therapy. Next time on To the Best of Our Knowledge. Sunday at 10 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. A flood advisory is in effect for parts of our listening. It's 58 with rain showers. Wind is from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the upper 50s. Then tomorrow, a few showers with a high in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, a few showers with a low in the upper 50s. It's 58 with rain showers. That's KPR weather.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. With just a couple of campaign days remaining, former President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris spent their final campaign Saturday in the South. Trump in North Carolina and Virginia, Harris in Georgia and North Carolina. For the Trump team, North Carolina is seen as critical, and the candidates stopped there twice today. He has more North Carolina rallies there planned for Sunday and Monday. He told supporters in Gastonia,
"Every problem facing us can be solved, but now the fate of our nation is in your hands. We win this state, we're going to win the whole ball game, you know."
In an unannounced surprise stop tonight, Vice President Harris is expected to appear on NBC's Saturday Night Live. She's expressed her admiration for comedian Maya Rudolph, who's portrayed her in the show's comedy satire skits since 2019. This is the last SNL episode before Tuesday's elections. It'll be a long day for the Democrat, who's been on the hustings in Georgia and North Carolina. NPR's Asma Khalid reports.
Harris stepped off of Air Force Two in Charlotte with Trump's plane just yards away on the same tarmac. He was in the state too, a sign of how important North Carolina is this cycle. The vice president made her final pitch in the state at a concert-like rally.
North Carolina, I'm here to ask for your vote.
And she tried to emphasize the contrast with her opponent.
And here is my pledge to you. As president, I pledge to seek common ground and common sense solutions to the challenges you face.
With the exception of Barack Obama in 2008, for decades, Republican presidential candidates have won North Carolina. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
An intelligence sharing organization says ransomware groups pose one of the largest threats to the food and agriculture industry. NPR's Jenna McLaughlin has details from a report by the FDA Information Sharing and Analysis Center.
The report summarizes intelligence about different threat actors targeting the sector over recent years. The largest segment, which represented 53% of attackers, were ransomware groups. One of the most prominent attacks on the food sector was in 2021 on JBS, one of the world's largest meat companies. The company says it paid $11 million to the hackers in ransom. But not all victims who pay recover their files. Law enforcement says it encourages future crime. Nation-state attackers accounted for nearly 30%. That's notable, as Russian hackers target Ukraine's vital agricultural operations during the war. Jen McLaughlin, NPR News.
An Israeli military official says Israeli naval forces have captured a senior Hezbollah operative in North Lebanon, and an attack on a central Israeli town has injured 11, as Iran is pledging a response to Israel's attack. This is NPR.
Stardate November 2nd. Many people gripe when we spring forward in March, at the start of daylight saving time. And many studies suggest they have reason to complain. For a few days after the switch, there's an uptick in car accidents, workplace injuries, and even heart attacks. And a recent study shows other consequences: more junk food and less time at the gym. Daylight saving time is observed across most of the United States and more than 70 other countries. Originally, it was designed to save energy. By advancing the clock an hour during the longer days of summer, people would go to bed not long after dark, so they wouldn't use as much electricity in the evenings. But it's not clear if it really does save energy. Today, the big advantage is seen as recreational. People can spend more time outdoors. But the loss of sleep seems to cause problems. The new study, for example, looked at how people changed their health habits the day of the switch. Researchers found that people ate more junk food. The number of junk food calories went up by about half. The effect was especially pronounced in the evenings and when the day of the change was cloudy. And the total time people spent at fitness centers went down by a third, especially among those who didn't work out often or lived farther from the gym. The study found there was no impact from falling back, as we'll do tonight, as daylight saving time ends for another year. McDonald Observatory offers star parties, tours, and other programs for visitors. Details at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for jazz comes in part from the Lorena F. Wolf Foundation, promoting music and music education in our culture. Thank you.
Azerbaijan, that is pianist and composer Amina Figueroa, from a release from a few years back called Blue Whispers, with Anthony Wilson on guitar. The tune, Pictures, from Amina Figueroa. These are Sounds of Jazz on our weekend, turning next to kind of a Pittsburgh reunion. Horace Parlin at the piano, Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax, Tommy Turrentine on trumpet. From the album On the Spur of the Moment, this is Sko Chi. At the piano, Horace Parlin.
Thank you.
A new release out by Champion Fulton called Flying High, Big Band Canaries Who Soared, paying tribute to a lot of the big band singers of the swing era, and here featuring a lot of other fine singers in addition to Champion Fulton, like Jane Monheit, Vanessa Pereira, and Carmen Radford. They're with On the Sunny Side of the Street, Champion Fulton, from this new release. Before that, another big band date that also has a lot of good singers on it, Orrin Evans and the Captain Black Big Band. It's called Walk a Mile in My Shoe, and they're with Sunday in New York. Orrin Evans and the Captain Black Big Band, featuring Joanna Pascal on the vocal. You're listening to Sounds of Jazz on the Weekend. I'm Scott Hanley, and here is Brian Landris on baritone sax, a musical treat featuring music of Ellington and Strayhorn, here with Dave Stryker on guitar. This is Come Sunday from Brian Landris.
Hope that you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support.
trombonist Ed Neumeister and his quartet, and the tune Renata, recording from a few years ago. Sounds up next from 1951. Miles Davis joins on trumpet, Walter Bishop piano, and on the alto sax, Charlie Parker with Star Eyes, here on Weekend Jazz.
What should I call this happy madness that I feel inside of me? Some kind of wild October gladness that I never thought I'd see. What has become of all my sadness, all my endless lonely sighs? Where are my sorrows? Now, what happened to that frown? And is that self-contented clown standing there grinning in the mirror. Really me? I'd like to run through Central Park, carve your initials in the bark of every tree I pass for everyone to see. I feel that I've gone back to childhood, and I'm skipping through the wild woods so excited that I don't know what to do. What do I care if I'm a juvenile? I smile my secret little smile, because I know the change in me is you. What should I call this happy madness? This unexpected joy that turns the world into a baby's bouncing toy. The gods are laughing far above. One of them gave a little shove, and I fell gaily, gladly, madly into love.
Rebecca Dumain with This Happy Madness. Dave Miller joining there on piano. Brad Buth, guitar. These are Sounds of Jazz on the Weekend. I'm Scott Hanley, and here is David Fathead Newman, along with John Hicks on piano, and Time After Time.
This is your place to find jazz and NPR news. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or just tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Jazz on KPR comes from our sponsors and from our KPR listeners. To join with them, pledge your support now at kansaspublicradio.org.